You have a minute?
Yeah.
Cool. Could you rip off a theme song for the pod real quick?
Say it right now?
Yeah.
That
was really good. Thank you so much. Oh, it's the podcast time. Good, right? Hi, energy. We're picking it up. We're recording a show. I probably have pit stains, maybe? No, almost surely. They're kind of just permanently in the shirt. Hello, everybody. It's in, not Inside Gaming. It's Is This Something? Have to uncross the wires. Uh-oh. And now this show is officially owned by Warner Media.
No. Just by declaring that, you have made it so.
I burst into light, beams coming out of every orifice.
Speaking of beams of light coming out of every orifice, what you got?
What do I got?
Yeah.
Oh, like what page are we going to look at?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and I'm looking forward to that, to doing that, and I am going to share my screen, something I should have done years ago. There it is. Go live. But I also wanted to give you a little update. I am getting notifications on posts that I apparently follow in the positivity page.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I don't even know.
What kind of notifications?
That people commented.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, I see what happened. I was thanked by the admin. Not thanked. I was welcomed. Please join me in welcoming all new members to this group. Thank you for joining this amazing group of peacefully positive souls. Make peace stay positive, and I am tagged.
Good.
You're not on here. That's a shame.
Yeah, I didn't
it's
follow.
It's a rising sun. Like, that's weird. I would have thought that you would have jumped into it.
No.
It's a rising sun or a setting sun, and it says, welcome. We're glad you're here. And it's just people dropping whatever Facebook's equivalent of Bitmoji is, and there's a That's a Raven gif.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be here, but
no,
this is my life now. This is, oh wow, we could do this every episode.
We could. I know.
All right, anyway, let me that was something I was invited to by a friend that we thoroughly skewered.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm surprised they're still posting after the handed takedown that we delivered last week, Monday, 6 a.m. PST, unlike this episode. But anyway, I went through my like requests. I don't know how Facebook works. And this is from an old boss of mine who surely will not be watching this.
Wait, you can request for somebody to like something?
Yes.
Really?
It's, yeah, I get a lot of them. I was looking through it. It's like people's side businesses and hustles and like bands and stuff. And it's like, has requested for you to like this page.
Facebook really is just hell.
It's just a nightmare. I do not understand the allure. But anyway, this is from a guy who owned a company I interned for in Philly. And I won't go into too much detail beyond that. Because leave the poor guy alone.
But people will be able to figure it out.
Well, very easily, because I'm going to tell you what the name of the page is and everything about it.
Okay.
So this is Funny and Amen.
Pretty bad name.
Funny and Amen. Well, hold on. Do you get it?
No.
It's like funny or die. But this, in this case, it's funny and Amen, I think, is because the F and A in the profile picture look a lot like the F and D from Will Ferrell's comedy company that does a lot of branded content.
They do a lot of branded content.
A lot of branded content over on Funny or Die.
They gotta keep those doors open. I don't even know. Where do people even watch? Is that still like primarily a Facebook company?
I don't know. They're one of those companies that did pivot to Facebook because Facebook is like, we're going to be the video place. Bring all your video here. And then everyone did that and no one leaves Facebook anymore.
Yes.
So kind of just ruined
fake numbers and bunch of people had to get fired by their companies because they put all their effort into Facebook.
College Humor barely exists.
They're a shell, right?
Well, I mean, literally they fired everybody and let the one guy, I think Sam Reicher, keep the copyright. So like maybe it's rebuilding, but it cratered. Anyway,
good God.
Facebook sucks.
Yeah.
But this is a light at the end of the tunnel. Fortunately, a nice beam of positivity again, Patrick. This, good. As you may have guessed, is a Christian comedy page.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Yes. So let me tell you a little bit about the page.
I'm still on board.
We are comedy producers who laugh at how we compare to a real hero. Capital H on hero. That's Jesus.
But that doesn't... That's already so confusing.
Or God?
Just as a sentence that is... Whatever.
Do you want to hear it again? We are comedy producers who laugh at how we compare to a real hero. You know what? I hate to do this. Might have to do a little bit of punching up here. But if you're going off funny or die, could it be like funny or die or... And then come back again.
Oh.
Famously, Jesus did not.
Right.
He died, but he came back three days later.
So you're saying funny or die. Wait 3 days. Rise again.
Yes. See, that's a good title because it tells you everything you need to know about the product, which is what titles are for.
Yeah.
Anyway, second about section. Facebook has two about paragraphs distinct. Either way. What started out as the simple quest to make the comedy feature Where's the Halo? This was like kind of an Adam Sandler-esque Christian comedy. I have seen some of it.
Why?
It's not because I interned there.
Oh, you interned at this company.
Yeah. Well, this is a side project. It was just a production company and rental house.
That was Christian oriented?
No, but... The guy who owned that business was Christian oriented and is still. He's still posting up to today.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway, it's become so much more. We have an opportunity to communicate Jesus's message of grace and truth to comedy lovers and hypocrites like ourselves on a regular basis, and we need your help. Oh, okay.
Financially, right?
I see where this is going. Yeah, we launched Funny and Amen, a 501c3 nonprofit to regularly produce comedy content to amuse you and to remind us all that we are compared to the real hero, capital H again, that compared to the real hero, we are the fools in our own stories. Okay, kind of like a fun take on the fact that we're all sinners and going to hell unless we beg for forgiveness.
Yeah. So
laugh with us and show your support, and we will, Lord willing, make your laughter reach epic film proportions. We are still developing the film.
What? Whatever. I don't.
I kind of abridged it.
Have you ever heard Jesus referred to as capital H hero before?
Hero. Well, Jesus is the first responder.
Very much so, but I've never in my life. And I've watched a lot of like bad evangelical movies and stuff like that.
Have you seen all three Gods Not Deads?
I actually don't think I've seen any of those, but I've seen
those are like, I think the highest budget ones.
I think that's why I've avoided them.
But yeah, although I am curious.
Look, if Stephen Baldwin's not in it, I'm not. He's probably in those. He probably is in those movies.
Oh, he's almost like, certainly.
He's one of like this tiny handful of actors who are super evangelical and also, well, it's probably the same Venn diagram, but like super evangelical and also their career has just driven off the cliffs and smashed into the rocks below.
Well, there's a good reason for that, Patrick, and this is a town of sin and sodomy and horrible, you know, hellish behavior. Los Angeles, you know, it spits in the name of an angel.
That's,
you ask
well,
me.
It's actually more than one.
It is more like Los Diablos.
That's maybe they should change the name. I wonder if anyone's ever thought of that before.
That's, I don't know if anyone could handle being skewered so
that would be something.
Fully. That would really be something.
By
Stephen Baldwin is like
somebody who moved here
Yes.
When they were 21. Right. And
yes,
has never lived anywhere other than like Hollywood.
It's yes.
The worst. It's the worst part of
somebody that and I moved here when I was 22, but I like this city. But you know, somebody that moves here and like, oh, LA sucks. It's yeah. terrible.
Well, because they actually because you have to hate it, right?
That's have, the well, cool you have thing to love do. It first before you hate it,
and then you learn to hate it.
Yeah, it's better to have loved than
have
to
told you
not hate something.
Because it's not cool to like it. It's cool to like New York, right?
Well, you know what's not? Oh, you mean that? What is it? An anarchist? Did you see this?
Oh, I did see this. The anarchist jurisdiction.
It's like anarchist jurisdiction because yeah. they allowed whatever. We don't like to get political on this show.
We can't go down that road right now. That'll just derail everything.
We do like to get political. That's the problem, is we just would talk about that for 25 minutes. No, it's cool to say you hate LA, but it's not cool to have a nuanced opinion about something where you can say...
It has to be like, I just need to walk, you know? It's like, okay, well, you can have that. You just live in... A weird residential area.
The sprawl is kind of annoying, but that's the thing. You can be like, I like the city. I just don't like the layout.
There's things that aren't ideal.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. You can be like,
shut up.
I hate this highway, but I love seeing mountains. It's that easy.
It sucks in a way that other cities don't suck, but also doesn't suck in a way that all those other cities do suck.
So beautifully put, Patrick. Yeah, I got a meme for you.
Thank you. Let's go.
Can you see this?
I see it. It's somebody with a sack on their head.
It's somebody with like one of those nylon drawstring bags, and it looks like it's over their head. It makes them look like a sock puppet cheap version of Spider-Man. And they're set between the Jake Johnson and I cannot remember the actor who played Miles Morales in Spider-Verse, between the two Spider-Men, and up top it says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And this one's tough to relay through words, isn't it? On the guy with the bag on their head, it says me. And the two Spider-Men say Christ and Paul. So that's Jesus Christ and his friend, Paul.
They're judging him.
They're judging him.
I guess. Imitate me?
Or maybe they're suspicious? What? That's got to be a pull from the Bible, because nobody talks or writes like that.
No, that doesn't make any sense, yeah. Definitely not the Catholic
Bible. So it's
got to
be from the Bible. I mean, it is the good book.
It is.
Maybe the best.
Did you know that a lot of people believe that the King James Bible is actually how the Bible was intended to be written, and it just took that long to get properly.
Wait.
Yeah. It's like an evangelical thing.
Oh, so it was almost like a divine endpoint.
Like that it was always going to be written in English. Like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so, okay, that's actually a really clever way to get away from maybe the Middle Eastern roots of the Savior. Okay.
I'm
seeing it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Also, what the hell? Like,
what is that supposed
to? Insane. I mean, yeah.
I mean, to buy into it, listen, we were both raised Catholic. We're not particularly religious or at all these days.
Right.
So for me, I feel like to buy into the fact that it was a divine book in the first place is a little like, okay. All right. But to be like, hey, this book in 2000 years, gonna be perfect.
Well, okay, when was it written? When was that version written? It wasn't
the King James.
It's not
Bible?
That recent. Yeah,
1986, I think.
Okay, let me fact check you really quick, because I think you're close. So yeah, you are close. It was 1611.
Four numbers.
Yeah, so you are
practically on the money.
Pretty close. It's commissioned in 1604. And it's noted, you're going to like, it's noted for its, quote, majesty of style.
The King James Bible?
Yeah.
I've always said that. I am so happy to hear that.
I know.
My sentiments echoed on the King James Bible. And
I know.
The Bible is majesty of what?
Majesty of style.
And it's majesty of style.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep. So... Yeah, that's so great. A lot of these aren't even memes about being Christian.
Is that DJ Khaled?
Yes, who does not eat pussy.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, dude, he does not. He is the one that Smash Mouth had to get in his mentions and say, a king who does not give is no king at all.
That's right. I do remember that.
It's just like when it was reported on by BuzzFeed News, they were like, Smash Mouth is being pretty creepy. And it's like, really? Because I think they're advocating for pleasing your better half.
Yeah.
With oral sex.
The old ball
I think
and
that's
chain.
Pretty cool. Yes.
Turns out Smash Mouth was cool after all. This is a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
It's DJ Khaled peeking around the corner. Maybe you're familiar with the, but it says me trying to monitor the thing I quote left in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's bottom text for some reason, because it all it does is reiterate the picture.
Well, let's hear it out with it.
So it's, hey, it's me again. Just checking up on the status.
So,
I don't know. I don't, maybe there's context there, but it kind of seems redundant.
A little bit of a hat on a hat, but I think it actually really sends the point home of, I guess, is it like checking on a package or is DJ Khaled God's boss?
Both.
Okay, checking. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm really glad we sussed that out.
Yeah. God in many ways.
Oh, good. I see some other stuff in here that I really want to click on, but I want to stay laser focused. But this is a page called Clean Funny Stuff. And then below it is a page called Clean Humor Here.
Oh, the one I like the category for those is good. Just for fun.
It's just for fun.
It's just for fun.
No it's business. Just for fun.
No business here. It's just for fun.
Hey, you know, whatever previous ideas you got about this, check them at the door. Because this here,
this one,
it's just for fun.
This is just for fun.
I hope you're ready to have fun.
Starbucks.
This is, yeah, taking what looks to be an Onion article, cropping out the onion and then putting it in a Tumblr post, talking about the photo that is used for the article and basically just pointing
is
out
that
the joke.
What that icon is from? Is that a Tumblr
that
thing?
Little reblog? Yeah, that's a Tumblr thing.
I always see that and I never knew that that was Tumblr.
So yeah, this is just pointing out the joke made in the thumbnail for this. Okay, so it's an article called Starbucks Unveils $7 Wake Up Slap. I'm pretty sure it's the Onion. If it's not, it's some satirical publication. And then this is just somebody screenshotting it without the publication title and saying that, and pointing out the why the thumbnail is funny, which is made for the funny title. And then this page just shared it from another page called Tumblr Stories based in Iceland, which is posted it with a caption, nice slap. I'm going to vomit. I can't, trying to describe other people reposting memes from by like 3 degrees is going to take 16 years off my life.
Do they have any videos?
Funny and Amen?
Yeah.
They do.
So it's not all. Yeah.
But they're all like,
wait, is that your guy. Boss?
He wasn't my boss directly.
Oh, okay.
But basically, yes.
Cool.
It's all him talking. Doing teasers
it looks like
for
some
something.
Comedians in there.
Do you want to? I mean, you'll have to add it in editing. Do you want to do that?
I'm not going to do that. No.
Yes. Okay. So we're not going to watch video. although we can come back to it maybe and watch them later.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's just Marvel memes there. There's DJ Khaled. There's the slap. Let's try to get more devout. That's just okay. This is from Casual Christian Comedy 2. It's a Tim Allen Tool Time meme.
Yep.
Okay. This seems to be just what the guy thinks is funny at any given time.
It definitely is.
Here's a dog that peed.
Oh, but it's
I do not know.
And it says, I peed.
I peed. You're right.
Yeah.
I should have put that out. I'm trying to find something Christian. Oh, here's a Marvel Christian one.
Oh,
from
like
the
nice
Nerd
crossover.
Pastor. That's where we're going.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. So this one is
no.
Cropped in. So part of the words are not there. You can still make it out, but it's Odin from the Thor movies, played by Anthony Hopkins. Very good in the role. Tremendous. I feel like should have been nominated. it's top text. When someone says that church is closed because of the coronavirus, and then below it's him and it says the church is not a place, it's a people. So framed like a joke, but actually very uplifting in look a message the, about Asgard. Do you want to read them?
Yeah.
One that's person. Really funny.
One guy just said, is that Odin in the picture? And then the nerd pastor replied, yes, it's a reference to a line from one of the Thor movies.
Duh.
Classic the how nerd pastor. Dude, this is really good.
Whoa, Christian nerds unite.
So that's, yeah, that's another page. That's their group where they can answer your questions. But this is the nerd pastor who's bringing faith and fandom together. How can I pray for you today? Send me a message. Always open, it says. So we got some really good stuff off the top. Oh, so
maybe some Rooster Teeth crossover there.
I don't know if I understand. Oh, because of fandom.
No, that always open thing.
Oh, the show called Always Open.
Yeah.
What's going on over there, Patrick?
I don't know. What is... what are you doing?
Me? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's so loud.
Anyway, here's Kermit talking to Dark Kermit. It says, stayed up late and tired at church. And the other one says, sleep and pretend you're praying if anyone notices. You know how you can actively pretend to do things if you're sleeping?
Right. I mean, right? That is... I guess when I did have to go to church as a little kid, that was kind of like the move. So you sort of just like,
I guess,
put your head down.
And like, that's a good point. And I guess through God, all things asleep. Are possible.
That's true. If you believe, yeah.
I mean, whether you believe or not,
but like,
it's happening.
When you start sleeping, sitting up, it's not like you're just like, you like start bobbing and like snapping your head up.
It's not a good look.
No, it's really obvious that you're sleeping.
Most of these aren't nerdy. I remember I used to just go fucking ham wild drumming on the pew in front of me with my fingers, just like.
You bring a double bass, you bring a double kicking.
And my dad is like, stop.
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
Yep. I remember being. I remember being so mad that like my younger siblings could bring toys and I couldn't because I was like 14.
Oh yeah, maybe zooming around with a truck.
Like,
no,
I could get and a Game not only Boy in here.
That's true. Bring a book, maybe even if you're an intellectual child.
Yeah. Which I was.
You know what? You were a bookish child.
Yeah.
You know what sucked is when it was like, why does he get to sit down if I have to stand up? And it's like, who? You have to stand up for Jesus. Well, my younger brother, because he would be sitting down with his dump truck toy, and he would like, I want to sit down. And it's like, well, no, he gets to sit down because he's five. And I was like, okay, I'm 11.
Right.
What's the rub?
Who cares?
Listen up, woman. Yeah. And it was church, so you can talk to women that way.
That's yes, you can.
These aren't nerd. Oh, here's Pikachu.
Okay. The first time you heard that unicorns are in the Bible.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Can you read this passage? I do so love it.
Numbers 23:22, King James Version. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn.
What a majestic style. Really great stuff. And it's the shocked Pikachu.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because the social contract in church that you stay quiet when you are expected to is very fragile. I mean, which anytime there's like a baby that screams, you remember you're like, oh, this can be broken very easily.
Yeah.
You could probably, if that were read during a sermon, just go, whoa, time out, hold on. Whoa! Stop the presses,
Father,
and everyone. If Father, Padre, if you will,
Father, please.
You walk up the aisle. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Sorry. Hey, everybody. 1 second, and your voice is ringing throughout the entire building
because they are built that way. The acoustics are, designed as that such. Way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're like, whoa, hold on. Did this guy just say I'm unicorn? You tried your roasting unicorn. The priest.
So I guess that is grammatically correct. And unicorn, right? But
an unicorn, I think, maybe is how it was intended to be said.
And unicorn.
It is a vowel.
Yeah, I mean it probably is correct, but it does not sound right.
Because it's a Y sound. You'd have to say unicorn for it to sound like an unicorn.
Yeah.
An unicorn. Hold up. Yeah. Did this guy just say an unicorn? And then you talk for 25 minutes? What are they going to do? Call church security?
Well, it was King James Version. So this is a Protestant, the Protestant church.
Oh, yeah. I don't fuck with that.
And therefore... illegitimate.
We have talked at many times how even though we are not in the faith anymore, because we were raised Catholic, we just automatically look down on any other denomination of Christianity.
Yeah. Like despite the monstrous deeds of
right, exactly. Notwithstanding the horrible things.
Pretty awful shit too. But like
that's true. Also, but we don't believe. We're not actively in the Catholic Church. It's not like we're rooting for our team. It's just like we've been trained innately to go like, these fucking weirdos, they have piano under their homily.
Yeah, and guitars.
What's up with that? Yeah, why do these people seem to want to be here? What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You have donuts and brunch downstairs afterwards? What the fuck is that?
They did that when I was a kid. They had donuts.
Is that a cat? Well, they did it maybe once when I was in church.
I think it was once a month, maybe. So if you went and you had to be there at the right time too. You had to go to like one specific thing.
Yeah.
And they'd have like some donuts and coffee afterwards.
It's pretty good. I guess that's kind of cool. Did they have orange juice?
They had orange drink.
Mm.
Not orange juice. So, which I actually, I prefer orange drink.
Really?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Tang. Hey, listen.
It's like off-brand Tang. It's so bad.
Well, it's church Tang.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like whatever brand of Tang you get at, I don't know, like Super Value or some, discount grocery store.
It's kind of amazing how boring Catholic Church is. Like, like the mind-numbing boringness of like them just droning on the same shit every week. I guess so. I mean, I guess people kind of like a week where they can just kind of feel ashamed of themselves and just stand for an hour and kneel.
I think it's because it's so damn solemn that I'm just like, oh yeah, this is what it's supposed to be like. This makes sense. I don't understand the
hallelujah.
I remember I walked light. This is in my old neighborhood. You're supposed to be afraid. What is the point of this? Like,
you are supposed to be casting your eyes downward while an 85-year-old white guy yells at you.
But also, again,
you're supposed to come to church every week, not just on Easter. Apparently, it is Richard Nixon. You're supposed to be praying every Sunday.
How do we always end up talking about this?
Because it is so deeply ingrained in our gray matter that everything is related back to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Super glad to not be in it anymore. But there was a church near me in my old neighborhood in LA a couple of places ago where I would walk past it on my way to get a bagel and a coffee on the weekends. And one day I was walking past with my coffee back home and the doors were open. It was a beautiful spring day. And I just heard music and like mirth and warmth pouring out from inside. Yes. And I was like, oh, okay, this is all right. I haven't really gone to church in years, but let's check it out. Let's see what's up. And so I walked in and as soon as I got through the door, the energy was so positive that I was immediately completely uncomfortable. And I was like, whoa, this is not what church is supposed to be like.
Brutally off-putting.
I walk in and I think it's like a Methodist church. And they were just like, we are just so grateful to have each other on this day, to have God's son and light in our love in our hearts for our brothers, sisters, and neighbors. Isn't that right, folks? And I was like, whoa, fuck this. It is supposed to be sad. It is supposed to be gray. It is supposed to be a huge bummer. And then afterwards, very we go monotone. To the farm store. Very monotone. Yes. It's supposed to smell wrong.
Yep.
Not bad. Wrong.
You know what's good though is when your mom lets you, when your mom takes you to Willette's afterwards, get a big old cinnamon roll.
Well, we went to Tanner's. We get some that ice cream.
Yeah, usually it was Willette's for us.
I think it was Tanner Brothers actually.
No, I don't actually.
I have a meme. I have a meme for you, Patrick.
There wasn't a Tanner Brothers. That's not a.
Well, there wasn't actual, a Willette's.
I don't know what you're confusing it with, but that's not it. It's something else. It's Willette's Bakery.
Are you not talking about St. Vincent de Paul?
In Wayzata.
Wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I should have asked. What parish are you? That was basically the same as asking someone's like neighborhood in Philly, not where I'm from, but like in old Philly in the like 70s and 80s. Like, what parish are you? Oh, St. Matt's. Got it. Yeah. We're St. Josephine.
How do the Italians and the Irish get along then? Because they hate each other, but they also they're all Catholics. So,
well, so there is, you can see it from the highway from I-95 southbound. You're looking out. There is a neighborhood where, well, I guess three neighborhoods butt up against each other: Polish, Irish, and Italian neighborhoods, and each have their own church, but they're all very Catholic, close to each other. What's that?
I guess I don't know what Polish is, but all Catholic, right?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
All Catholic,
I don't know
but
Poland,
the churches are so close, but they did definitely not cross over at any point. It's all in South Philly, but you can see the spires, and you're like, surely we could have one church, one big church, right? I mean, listen, the old architecture and the churches are very pretty. Although,
yeah, of course.
When I was in college and just a complete little shit who had just discovered atheism on the internet.
Nice.
Not just, but decided that was my whole shit. I went to a church with my parents in Center City, and it was this gorgeous building with just like these huge vaulted ceilings, and but it was being renovated, and so there was like some painter's tape around and stuff. And like, my mom's like, "Isn't this nice?" And I was like, "Actually, kind of looks like shit." I was like, "Yeah, look at all that stuff. Wow. I don't even want to be here. This is dumb." Early college. So I was like, I guess 18, and my dad's like, "Stop being a dick." And I was like, "I'm actually not being a dick." And then I've looked back on that moment and I've realized
really,
really being a dick.
Yeah,
because it was nice. I watched The Squid and the Whale last night. Have you seen that? Jesse Eisenberg,
really long time ago.
Just as this pretentious like teen that parrots his dad, and I'm just like, and every time he said something I was like, "Ooh,
is that the one with the dumb and dumber guy?
Jeff Daniels."
Yeah, I
seem to be
that.
Portraying James Comey.
Yep.
Oh man,
bizarre.
Have you seen a trailer for that?
Yeah, I told you to watch that trailer because it was so dumb and insane.
It's so grand. It feels like it's in the past, like it's supposed to be like, and this is what happened. It's like, my man, he could still be reelected.
This was like a few weeks ago. Not really, but pretty much. I mean,
it was recent. It was recent. I started watching. I didn't even finish the trailer. I was like, all right. It's just, I mean, like, the rehabilitation has already started. It's so serious. And they literally have one of the guys from House of Cards.
I never watched
that. Not that guy.
Well, I assumed not that guy.
Yeah, the guy who plays Doug.
Okay, I'm seeing a lot. I don't know. I've never seen that show.
You know the guy who plays Doug?
No. I've noticed a trend where a lot of these are... Okay, so it's The Office. Whatever.
Yes.
It says, corporate needs you to find the differences between this picture and this picture. And one says Jesus, one says God. It's the lady from The Office in the same picture. Very
Pam.
It's hysterically funny. But I've noticed a ton of these are... of this theme that Jesus and God are the same thing, which is like, isn't Is there some debate there in the evangelical or Protestant world or something? Is that what this is about?
Is there?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Because why are there so many of that very specific, like?
Or maybe I would say it's because
so bad at this that that's just when they see two things, their brain immediately is like,
ding, ding, ding. I think that's it. I think they have so few ideas that can just like boiled into a meme.
That's probably true.
Oh, this is Drake not liking something and then liking something. And the top one that Drake is saying, no, thank you to, says, Satan says I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. And then, but Drake is actually very cool with the text that says, Jesus says I'm forgiven. So.
Is that from a music video? What is that?
That's from Hotline Bling.
Is that a song?
And it's really funny.
Oh, okay.
That can only mean one thing. Ever since you left the city, you. Whatever.
Oh, that. I think I know that song. Wait, go to the Star Trek. I want to see the Star Trek one.
Okay, all right.
Now we're cooking.
Shit, okay. Damn.
Wait, okay, this isn't... Right. This has nothing to do with God.
Or does it have everything to do with God?
So, if you're not familiar with Star Trek, the Klingons, who are... They're the, like, Worf. They're the ones with, like, the crazy ridges on their forehead. They've changed like in almost every iteration of Star Trek. So I think they're basically the same for like most of the main series of shows from like, except for the 60s one, they didn't have like the, they just looked like people in blackface with big eyebrows.
Not great.
Which is what they
also Fu Manchu.
It's like four stereotypes all put on a probably white guy. I don't know for sure that that guy's white, but
and he does a Mexican accent, right?
I don't remember. It's been a long time, but I wouldn't
almost
be stressed.
Certainly not. Okay. Patrick, what are you saying? That's insane.
Anyway, it's changed.
What are you trying to make a joke or something?
So we've got Miles O'Brien, who this is important. What was his position?
Well, he's got a red shirt.
It's representation for the Irish.
Famously not so well represented aboard the Enterprise, whereas the Scottish, maybe a little too much.
No, the Irish were in the end more represented than the Scottish because he's the same job. He's also the chief engineer. Oh no, sorry, he's the transporter chief on the Enterprise. In Next Generation, and then he becomes chief of operations of Deep Space Nine.
Okay, yes.
So he actually—that's a lot of context. That's a higher rank, I think. That is definitely a higher rank than engineering officer on the Enterprise. So,
folks, can I just say that the payoff is not going to be worth it? So, if you do want to stop listening, or if you want to skip ahead a couple minutes, that might be in your best interest.
Can I finish?
I think you should. I think you should. I would love it if you finished. Actually, that would be terrific.
So, you have Chief Operations Officer of Deep Space Nine, Miles O'Brien, and he is saying, he's saying.
What did you clarify that the top three panels are just three different Klingons?
Just different looking
without
Klingons.
Any words?
Yeah. Yeah. And it says, what is the deal with the Klingon forehead? And then you cut over to Worf, who of course was
of
the
course.
Klingon tactical officer. He was lieutenant junior grade initially. Father Moog, of course. And
okay.
He was, let me think. So he was the strategic he was the chief security officer in the Next Generation of the Enterprise.
Okay.
And then later on, he held the same strategic operations officer for Deep Space Nine, which.
Really?
Yep. So that's Worf.
That's so
Worf
interesting.
Is a Klingon,
okay.
Played by, was it Michael Dorn? I want to say, right?
Sounds
yep,
about right.
That's correct. So. He's saying we do not discuss it with outsiders.
Okay. And I feel like there's been so much, just such huge swaths of exposition and explanation between each panel. Do you want to recap all this in one swift
I feel like
retelling?
They got it, but I guess if you think it's necessary. So it's three Klingons. And then you have Chief. Oh, sorry. I got to remember. I don't remember his title. Let me go back to that page real quick.
Anyway, so that's that meme that has nothing to do with God. So this is just the more the nerd side of the nerd pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Really glad we spent so much time on it. Like, really glad, actually. I think that's really great.
You're welcome.
Oh, here's Star Wars.
Oh, look at that.
Whatever. It's not even about... I'm trying to find Christian stuff.
Who is that?
We already did a Marvel show.
Bail Organa?
All right. Here's another Star Trek one if you want this.
Played by Jimmy Smits in the prequels, as well as...
Patrick, I got it.
Making a brief comeback in Rogue One. What?
I have another Star Trek meme for you.
Oh, so it's Q. The famous Q. Speaking into Picard's ear. Picard, of course, captain of the Enterprise.
Jean-Luc, yes.
Later on, I believe an admiral.
And later on, owner of a vineyard.
That's right, yep. And it's Q, who you'll remember is sort of like a godlike being who shows up to sort of pester the crew of the Enterprise every once in a while. And he's whispering into Picard's ear, "I think Kirk was better."
And that's it. That's the whole meme. So anyway, not about Jesus.
I think. Yeah, again, nothing to do with
that. That is an excellent costuming decision.
The Christ child.
Is a tweet about something about Mandalorian. Sure. This is just a picture of the Mandalorians. It's going back to church. Then underneath it, this is the way. At Christian Nerds United.
Okay.
I'm so tired, Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm just tired. I can feel myself just scrolling, which I don't want to do because we've done that before. We did that with Parrot Forums.
I know.
And that, you really cannot explain so much.
Well, we could talk about first really better and Viceroy of the Senate, Bail Organa, if you want.
Sure. Okay. Let's hear it.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Well, he adopted Leia. That was obviously his major contribution to the lore of Star Wars. Killed on Alderaan when that was blown up by the Death Star. But
right. That, Luke kind of got stiff,
pretty good
right?
Senator.
You know,
yeah. Well, he had to live with his aunt and uncle.
Yeah, like, moisture farmers. Honest work. Let's put that out there.
That was the thing. Yeah,
good honest work.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What was the relationship there again? Were they sisters or something? What was the deal with Shmi Skywalker, and or were they not related? Actually, were they just adoptive parents?
Shmi.
I don't remember that. I've forgotten all that. Shmi was Anakin's mom. Good, great, solid name. Oh. No.
What do we call his mom? Shmi, I think, would be good. Yeah. That's great. Thank you, George.
I think she later, like... No. Shmi married Kleeg Lars. That's what it was. So she married... So they were more like...
Wait,
cousins?
I'm so confused by the genealogy.
Okay, I got it. I forgot all this shit, prequel shit for a
so
second.
So Shmi was Luke's grandmother.
Correct. Paternal.
Who, surprisingly,
paternal
not it. Right, not a name invoked in the new trilogy. You would have thought they would have pulled out all the stops of people's grandmothers, grandfathers, cousins,
no,
sisters, brothers, a familial area not explored.
Correct.
Although I'm sure Shmi will get her own trilogy.
Soon, yes. So she
God willing.
Became pregnant by divine, speaking of God, she became pregnant through some kind of divine intervention with Anakin.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Hold on, I did not know this.
Yeah, she says
that
it in episode one. That she
That's
just was
insane.
Pregnant one day without ever... knowing a man.
Well, I don't know. I kind of suspect that Watto guy.
Honestly, that, yeah, probably. So then she
kinda
was
gross.
A slave for
Watto. They really glazed over that.
I think it was kind of a thing in episode one. They were like, but it wasn't really like that big a deal.
I mean, divine intervention.
Which I
maybe,
understand
you know
is
what?
Insane, but...
That, well, it's a galaxy far away. Mm-hmm. And also, if I should add, it was a long time ago.
You know what I do wonder about? I'm sure they talked about this, but why did she... Was she freed at the end? Or was she just... They just left her there as a slave?
I don't know.
I remember she gets killed by the sand people.
Yes. She's got to be free, right? Is she not at the...
No.
Is she not invited?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
That's a...
Well, water could be a harsh and demanding master. He still furnished them with a home in Mos Espa's slave quarters.
Yeah, just like a really good guy mm-hmm. to own slaves.
Yeah.
I liked old Watto.
Yeah.
When they go back and he's like, and it's like, this guy literally owned our hero as a slave. Why?
What? Is that in the third one?
I think it is. When they were like, you know what? This isn't working. We need to go back to basics. The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
We need to remember where we were, where we started. It's like, George, you made 3 movies before this. Man.
So yeah,
I don't want to talk about.
They just leave her there, which is like, why? It'd be so easy to take her with them. Why don't they? Like, he doesn't have to see her every day. But good God, she's a slave. Like, take her. Get her the fuck out of there.
I don't know what the reasoning is. I mean,
he kills Watto, right? Or no?
It looks like there's something about Vader killing Watto.
Oh, that might be what I'm thinking of, because I've read a bunch of those
comics. So some extended universe stuff where Darth Vader kills the guy who he left his mom a slave for, I guess.
Yep. Oh, well, here we go. Okay, so she earned her freedom. So she met Kleeg Lars. Now, this is Uncle Owen's dad.
Father. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're like step uncle, aunt, whatever. He purchased her and then freed her so that they could get married.
And then married her. Okay. Yeah. If that was the plan from the beginning, then that's...
I think that was. It was
okay.
He was buying her so that he could.
He didn't buy her and then go.
No.
Now that I think about it,
no. They and then of course Anakin frees her in the in the tent with all the Tusken Raiders and flies.
Tell me, how does that happen?
Well, she was kidnapped or something. And then Kleeg, I believe,
just
had a son.
So much just done in the background.
So Kleeg had a son from a previous marriage.
And of course.
I think is Uncle Owen.
And that was Rey's dad. and he famously friends with Chewbacca.
Yes,
everyone knows each other in Star Wars now. That's just how it works.
Yep.
Rey Skywalker.
Shut up! They didn't kill Chewbacca, right? In those movies?
No. Remember where it was like he was on a different ship.
He
was on a different ship.
Yeah.
They make this whole set piece and it's just like, turns out he was on a different ship.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Huge piece of shit. I'm glad we at least agree on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen.
No.
Last Jedi, divisive. We're not going to talk about it, but it has people that like it. It has people that don't like it. I have not met many people that liked Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
My dad did. But I think he's just as relieved in maybe a different way than us that it's over.
If you literally are only there to watch spectacle, like if you fucking loved the Transformers movies, that is the one for you, is Rise of Skywalker.
Yes, I guess.
It's a lot of those like big set pieces and stuff and fights and shit like that. Like there's more action in that one probably, but like
It also has the horses on the spaceship.
Well, that actually,
do you remember?
That I'm okay with. That makes sense.
But that's spectacle. I forget most of that movie, but now that I'm thinking I'm thinking that's spectacle. That's why movie theaters are good.
Right.
Tom Cruise would probably love to see that in a theater.
Yeah.
Great job, everyone.
Yep.
Really great movie. Love Tenet.
But I don't know.
But
it's not good. Like, it's...
I mean, I'm so conflicted though, because like it's a bad movie, but it has Babu Frick in it.
That's the paradox.
the catch-22.
I would say, I'm trying to think. So I would say Babu Frick, other than he's the only character from any of the new movies to join the ranks of like Nian Nund, Admiral Akbar, Max Rebo, these,
that's right,
Droopy McCool, really the whole Rebo band. But there isn't a single other character from the new movies or the prequels, sort of, but it's like a different thing because it's more like mocking it than it's like genuine.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely
affection for it. I would say Watto is almost one of those where it's just like, but it's just making fun of how awful it is and like how horrible of a stereotype it is. But like,
although that said, Frick, Senator Binks, very good,
very funny, yeah. But Bobby Frick very quickly was embraced and beloved, despite immediately being like a dog shit movie. Everyone's like, "Oh, that's my guy. He rules."
Now this guy's good. It's like Kerry Russell. I do not know what your role is supposed to be beyond showing that Poe Dameron likes to fuck women,
which Bobby is Frick. Cool. That's awesome. But like, we knew that.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, are you on the? He's gay.
Not even really so much. I think like there's chemistry between him and Finn, but also I'm like, you know, he's probably bi.
I didn't get a gay vibe off of that though.
I mean, sometimes looking at stills, but I also remember those movies so distantly.
I should say
maybe
crushing ass is just as cool as crushing puss. The thing is, you just it's about how much. It's about quantity.
Okay.
That's what makes somebody
more is
cool.
Better.
More is better. That's what makes a person cool.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Who you're fucking. I'm just saying. I didn't get that vibe. Now him and Bobby Frick.
Him and Bobby Frick, definitely. Crushing Frick is probably the
it was pretty funny whenever they'd like interview him, and John Boyega would be so fucking uncomfortable and he would just like hard lean into it.
Oscar Isaac. Yeah. Yes.
It's like can't be bothered to fucking
no.
You know, which is awesome. Like, yeah.
Leaning into it so hard while simultaneously just like being like, I do not like doing this for Disney anymore. Yeah. And even when people were like, do you think that should have happened? Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yes. Very much so. Yes.
And then, well, they did have that, what was it? Two women kiss kind of like 50 feet
in the background,
50 feet back, like sort of out of focus. And that was their big
triumph. At the camp, like as a celebration while the camera moves past them.
Yeah.
And then they like, there were articles written about that. And it's like, okay, Disney.
It's because,
they definitely like pinged their people at various places.
That is how low the bar is for like Disney or pretty much
representation.
Any major company. Representation, but even like specifically, I think gay stuff or whatever. It's like, it's the bar is so low that two women share a peck in the background that could very well just be a friendly greeting. It's not like they're, you know.
Right. Well, that's a great way to pay respect, as you know.
Well, it is a fantastic way to pay a kiss on the cheek or on the
excellent
forehead.
Excellent way to pay respect.
It's fantastic.
Actually,
way to
you'll,
pay respect.
You'll remember though, Disney Disney's been something of a trailblazer in homosexual representation.
Well, Ursula
on the screen. I was going to say when one of the Russo brothers was a bereaved gay man at the beginning of Avengers Endgame.
That's right, and he demanded to do the role himself because he wanted to make sure they got it right.
Is he gay?
No. Ew.
So
no.
Him and his brother? No, dude, that's gross. Why would you say that? No, why would not. You so clearly ask if he and his brother are sleeping with each other? Oh my God, dude.
He's not gay at all. And that's what like some of the people were just like, I mean,
get it right.
Yeah, like he really couldn't. It's a pretty small role. There was definitely someone out there that I'm sure would have been thrilled to take it.
Any number of people. Also, the only like explicitly gay person I think we see is until they come out and they're like, John Favreau's character is gay and Dumbledore it or something. I mean, not
that.
No. I'm saying like that's just the only way that they do representation is they retcon it. Like, oh, the Green Lantern's gay now.
Right. Yeah.
Extra. Hal Jordan likes boys. No, but the only like really explicit representation is a guy who lost the person he was dating or going to go on a date with.
Yes.
And then is at a support group.
Yeah. I think. In their defense, that's more of a trope, a negative trope, for lesbians than it is for gay men, is losing, having the partner and then they die and that's the whole... Now, I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure that's more of a lesbian trope. So I think this is actually progressive.
Okay, maybe there's any number of movies about maybe the AIDS crisis, the Philadelphia, Tom Hanks. And
never heard of it.
Don't... A gay man losing his partner that doesn't set off any. You're right. Avengers Endgame is a necessary LGBTQIA plus text. And with that, I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah, we learned a lot today. I feel educated, to be honest.
I feel smarter.
I gotta get on Facebook and start posting.
I gotta go just look at pictures of Babu Frick like I do every week.
I know. Babu Frick, rule 34.
Straight, I come home in a obviously. Frenzy. Yes, of course. He's a straight horn dog. I come in, launch my keys and my mask across the room, storm through, blast the door off the hinges, and I say, Google, show me pictures of Babu Frick.
Nude.
Right now.
Yeah.
Nude. Show me Babu Hog.
Yep. Babu Hog. Two G's. Yeah.
That's definitely like his kid or something. Yeah. Oh man, you know, if we had more time, we could talk about Zorba the Hutt and Kristen Bell. Maybe one of the strangest pop culture crossovers.
That's the next episode. Maybe we should wait. Maybe we should wait a little bit.
It was only the one picture we found.
Since we ended up talking about. Well, no, it was like five pictures. They were just all by the same person.
Often the same person. Yeah. With maybe the strangest digital composition I've ever seen.
I mean, I don't know much about Photoshop, but. I'm better. I don't even know how to do that. I'm better at Photoshop than that person, but I have no idea how they did that.
You're also worse. Yeah, I have no clue.
I don't know. Anyway, what do we do? Is this whatever. Something thing? You want to read me one?
Yeah, but that's just basically become a place where they just do inside jokes. I haven't looked.
You didn't have one prepared?
No, of course I have one.
The fuck?
Well, that one's my own, and I did one of my own last week. Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. This is something. It's from It's Tilby, our buddy Matt. Is this something? Patton Oswalt being the Jason Alexander of the 2000s.
I'm actually going to have to, that's going to be a rain check for me. I'd have to think about that more. I'm going to give it a tentative. Sure.
You don't want to say, hmm?
No.
I also want to take the end of the episode to thank, let me get your our at sponsors. Right. We got podcast, well, no, our podcast fan art. From Tongue Tied Art on Twitter, illustrating the is this something's from the ends of episodes past. Klonoki. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your display
Klonoche.
Name.
Klonoche.
They have done art of us in the past and of Inside Gaming, and it is really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way that they drew the pink ends of my hair and your pearly blue eyes.
Aren't they beautiful? Isn't that
like
something?
Deep pools.
Yep.
Anyway, that's the episode. Goodbye.
See ya.
that you can count on if the motion.